evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking the Strain. Yep, where me and a friend get together and we talk about the weekly episode that happens on Sunday night on FX, The Strain. If you haven't checked out the show, you should, because it's really cool. And speaking of cool, my other partner, my friend, my long-haired guy who likes to dye his hair, Jesus of Dysfunctional.com. What's up, Jesus?
Hey, Mike.
So let's talk about it. Madness. It aired Sunday night on FX. Okay. Overall, how'd you feel about the episode?
What? I thought it was way too F heavy.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you would have been like, character development, everybody's together, F's finally doing something and contributing. Really?
I don't know. He was boring to me.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk about F and Dutch, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, Dutch was a part of F. That's all you saw was F instead of Dutch?
Well, I like Dutch. Dutch is contributing.
She is for the first time.
Yeah.
So
she's super cool now.
I figured you would have liked it because they are doing these experiments and the microwaves, and now they know that it can somewhat kind of stop them somehow. I don't know.
It interrupts their telepathic thingy.
Well, it kind of does, but at the end it didn't. Remember they put it on them, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But we already know that they're evolving. Like,
well, that is true. So maybe. Okay. So do you think that was? Hold on, so you're telling me you're believing that in the beginning it was working, but if they're evolving really fast.
Yeah.
Because it was to the point where they figured it out, and then all of a sudden he was able to get the keys and open up the gate.
Yep.
So it's that fast that they're evolving.
I think so.
Ah! Well, at the end of that, did you see the look? I called it. I said that I think Dutch and F are going to do it. Did you see it when they're sitting on the stairs and they're like, well, what can we do to make ourselves happy? And they kind of looked at each other. I'm telling you. You saw it, right?
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to do it because you don't want Dutch trading saliva with F.
I don't think he's good for anybody. I mean, everybody he likes ends up dead.
Okay, so you're basically – okay, so you're not looking out – you're not saying that F's a good guy and he just has bad luck. You're just saying no way, and if you get with them, Dutch, you're going to wind up dying.
Yep.
Wow. I probably have to agree with you on that one. Yeah. That would not – plus, if he even did sleep with Dutch, you know Fett would whoop that ass.
Yeah.
And I really think Dutch – I don't know. I think Dutch would be the type of person that would be like – kind of let Fett find out just so she could get some type of attention from Fett. That's what I think. I think she still likes
him. I agree with that.
She's just a big baby at times. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she does say in a very, I don't know, sarcastic way that Fett is no longer interested in her.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, she's laying down the groundwork.
She is.
That would suck. Oh, yeah, I couldn't. I'd lose. I mean, before Dutch, I wasn't a fan of Dutch. And mm-hmm. and then, you know, a couple episodes, we both agreed that, you know, her becoming this badass was dope. But if she sleeps with him, she's just like that friend. Like, if you sleep with them, it's over. Like, we're not going to be friends anymore. Like,
yep.
We'll be cool, but we're not. No. So I hope that it doesn't happen. But they definitely throwed eyes at each other.
They did, and they're sharing, you know, a nice, what is it, tequila bottle?
Something. You know how they both...
Scotch.
If they both drink, it's not going to turn pretty.
Nope.
But, I don't know, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, maybe that was just... I'm hoping that was just like a tease for us watching and being like, and nothing ever happens, because something does.
Hopefully.
Okay, let's talk about Fett. Not too much Fett, but what they did show of him, the dude... has no fear whatsoever.
He is relentless.
He is on a mission. He's tagging vamps. He's following him in this freaking giant tunnel. Goes deep into the ground under Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this is where all the freaking vamps are living.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's so super smart. At first I'm like, what is he doing? But then when he tags them, I'm like, he's trying to follow
Oh
them.
yeah, that was dope. I was like sketchy because he was by himself, you know. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, what are you doing? But no, I mean, he's definitely on a mission. He's definitely not gonna stand down and for them to take over the city. Now I got a question. Now that he told the mayor chick and everything else, what do you think they're gonna do? You think they're just gonna bomb Central Park, or do you think they're gonna send a team in there?
Oh, that's a
Because I was trying to figure it
good
out. I'm like,
question.
do you just bomb the whole thing?
I don't think they have the person, the people to actually go and, get rid of everybody. So it might actually be bombed.
You think? Yeah. I mean, with something that massive, I think you can't send a team in there. I don't think you can even. I don't think they'd be stupid enough to put explosives and think that they could just make everything fall down on them, because then you don't know if they're dead. All of them are dead. So you have to nuke them somehow,
Yeah.
or blow it up, or I don't know if that's like a gas lines that are down there that you could just ignite that and it'll just blow up everything and make some giant crater within the inside. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to cause some serious damage to Central Park and the city of New York. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens with that. But that scene to see all those vamps together was pretty dope.
It was a lot more than I expected, for
Yeah.
sure.
Thousands and thousands. But now, I mean, it's obvious that they're all sleeping there because what? I mean, we don't know if. Well, we kind of know. Well, we're assuming that the master is the worm. The master worm is going to get into a body. Do you think they're sleeping there under Central Park by choice, or do you think it's because the master's has control now and has put them all in one place till it, the
I
final
think the
attack?
master has control.
You think he has control already? Yeah,
Yes.
I agree. I think so too. I think he's taken over a body, and we're going to find out next episode who he took. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what's going to happen with that. Let's talk about, because I know they're going to be hunting them down. We're talking about Quinlan and Professor. Let's talk about young Professor. When he has the book and he goes and sees the vamp Nazi guy, what was going through your mind when he straps him in the chair and literally chops off his legs and his arms? I think we lost Jesus.
Awesome.
Hey, Jesus. Yeah, we can't even hear you. Me and the listeners can't even hear we just heard awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
You're breaking in and out, hey, Jesus. I wish
I
you.
didn't think such tracking had to do that.
Now, all the Strain fans and myself have no idea what you're talking about. And there he goes again, people. I guess we're going to see if he's going to call back. There he is. Let's see here. Let's see how he sounds now. Jesus!
Yeah.
There he is, people. There he is. Welcome back, Jesus. You really need to quit stealing internet. Hey. You really need to stop stealing internet from your neighbors. And it's about time you get your own internet, please.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should do one of those little GoFundMe accounts and we have people pitch in to get you internet. All right, so the question was, what were you saying? What was going through your mind during the chopping of the arms and legs of Nazi vamp?
I just didn't think Sutrekian had it in him.
Really? People, we can't understand Jesus. You and I, we should just do the show by ourselves. Let's see if Jesus comes back. Let's see if he can even hear us. Okay, now he's hung up again. And let's see what happens here. He's probably dialing right now. He really should get better internet. I don't know what his deal is. For me, until he calls back, what did I think about the chopping of the arms and legs? I did not expect that at all. I did not expect that at all. I mean, I knew he was going to do some kind of surgical process or make the Nazi vamp feel the pain that he put those people through. But when the camera pans back and it shows him with no arms and no legs, holy crap balls. I did not expect that. The question I was wondering is that does the professor have it in him now at this age to be? I mean, he said that he did go mad this one time. I'm assuming this would be the one time. And then dumping the dude in the ocean got me thinking, oh, there he is. Let's see. Let's see what we got here. Yes, Jesus.
Yeah.
You really need to fix your crap.
I do.
All right. The people and I were talking. I was giving my input. You weren't even listening. All right. So let's try this again. Everybody, I apologize for Jesus. His internet sucks balls. What was going through your mind for the fifth time when Professor, young Professor, was cutting off his arms and legs?
I just didn't think Citrekian had it in him to do that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's driven, but I didn't think that much.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, all right. I figured it would have been that way. I figured I would have been the one that was not seeing it, and you would have been like, well, yeah, because look at all the crap he's been through. So you're pretty shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked, and I don't know exactly how that's going to go for him now with Quinlan.
Well, you know, and that's what I was saying right now before you came back is that, you know, I didn't expect it to happen. I thought that he was going to unleash some pain. I thought he was going to show some pain that what this Nazi vamp did to these other people, these dead bodies that he found. But I didn't see that coming. And then for him to drop him in the Indian Ocean like that got me thinking, is he dead in the bottom of the ocean? Are we going to see this guy again, or that was it?
We will probably see him again.
You think so? How? How are we going to see this guy in the bottom of the Indian Ocean?
Yeah, because they don't die.
Well, I know they don't die.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man, because how are they going to get him out of the ocean? Unless he got loose and he just floats to the top? Like a
maybe.
A top.
Well,
like
he wouldn't float.
Like a sea turtle? Well, I don't understand what you're – what would he do? How would he swim to the –
I don't know. Maybe he needed, to find a way back to land somehow.
I don't. Well, unless he rode on a sea turtle, that's the only way he's going to. Oh, gosh, this is going weird. All right. So do you think Professor, that was a one time crazy moment for him? And do you think it's still in him? Do you think at this age with Quinlan, he's going to go there?
He might. I mean, I think that they found out that that's the only way to contain the master.
So you think, because see, I just took it as they're just going to get him and put him in something and then, and then contain him. But you're saying in his mind, he was remembering what he did to this guy. And so you think that if they get the master, they're going to chop off his arms and legs and put him in a container?
Yes.
All right. Interesting. Because, I just thought they were just going to put him in a safe or some kind of thing and either bury him or put him in a wall or... Because even if you put the master in a safe and you throw him in the ocean, I mean, he's not dead, so he could come back.
Well, that's the thing they were talking about making it silver so he can't escape.
Ever. Okay. All right. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing is just wishy-washy. Just for the fact that we've seen the master get away with so much crap,
Yeah,
but I don't know. I mean, this is the closest idea they have. This is the first solid thing they have that they can try to do.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I totally agree with you. Seeing young Professor do what he did was crazy.
It was.
So when he saw his little stubs, I was like, and then to push him in the water, I was like, wow.
And the guy in the boat's just like nothing. Like,
I know.
Oh.
He's like, what do you got in there? Oh, rabid dog. All right, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I don't know. At the end of this, Quinlan and him, they figure out how to read the lumen in natural sunlight. And that's where they get this idea. They figure out the only way they can find out where the master is. Money man, Daddy Warbucks.
Yep.
They make a deal. Now, let me ask you a question. I have in my notes here, and I'm talking to all the Strain fans out there. I have here, can we trust Money Man?
We can't.
Okay, so you don't.
I don't. I mean, he's just in it for the white stuff.
But don't you think that he would not ruin the chance of getting the white stuff? Like, I think that I can – would I trust him with my life? I don't think so. But I think that he knows that the professor is the only way of getting the white stuff right now. So I could see where he would not want to ruin that because that's a for sure thing.
I can see that.
And that's why I think he would do really he would try. I think also he knows that he screwed him over back in the day. I'm hoping that Daddy Warbucks can be trusted, but I don't know.
We will find out.
Yeah, we will find out. But the deal is made. Now he's mm-hmm. got. Now he's got to find out where the master's body is. Do you think he's capable of doing it? Do you think Dr. Evil, no. Ike Hurst, is going to find out and know that he's switched sides?
Nope.
I don't know, man. Next week episode's going to be insane.
It is.
You know, I'm wondering what they're going to do about all those vamps. And the million-dollar question, is F and Dutch going to do it? Who knows? All right, scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
I'm going to give it a 7, and I think that mostly has to do with some other stuff I found on the internet.
Uh-oh. Okay, so you're giving it a 7. I think I'm going to give this episode, I would probably agree with you, a 7. I give it a 7. And now that we got that out of the way, what are you talking about? Because you know I don't read stuff.
Rumors online says that they've canceled season 4 and season 3 is the last one.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Now, when you say rumors, when you say rumors, have you read it and it's like there's talks of season 3 being the last one, or have you read season 3 is going to be the last, there is no 4?
I read season 4 was confirmed, and that was last season.
Uh-huh.
But this season, I read season 4 was canceled.
Really?
And season 3 was made only 10 episodes.
Oh, man. See, I haven't looked online. I haven't even looked to see how the ratings are, if like they've been dropping or have they been – who knows?
Yeah, and the biggest reason people are saying that it's canceled is because this episode had a different synopsis up until a week ago.
Oh, really? Well, maybe yeah. They did it because they want to surprise us.
Maybe, but it's canceling season 4?
That's hearsay.
That's hearsay so far, but
it's an internet rumor.
It makes sense when this season used to be 14 episodes and now it's 10.
I mean, but you never know. I mean, they could be doing, you know, I don't know. That would suck because I've been liking this season, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, unless the ratings are crappy, but I haven't read at them, but I mean, it's not like I've been watching this and going, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, this season's kind of blown a little bit. I mean, I think it's been pretty good.
This season's been crazy.
Yeah, so I don't understand. I mean, it started off with a bang. It's still doing things. Mm-hmm. You know, next week, I believe Gus is going to be in the episode. I think they're all teaming up to mm-hmm. try to go in those in that tunnel. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, now, I mean, think about it this way. Why would you almost kill off the master in episode 3?
To make his thing, because maybe this guy was difficult to work with, the actor, and so they had to kill him. I don't know.
I don't know, but I would definitely think that'd be like a mid-season finale right there.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to have to get online and look, and we're going to have to find out. And if you see anything, let me know, because then if you do read something, we'll have to jump online and put it online.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be making sure that I get good information.
Yeah, I think you need to since you're out there in Hollywood, you need to start sniffing around.
Yep.
Find me the goods, Jesus. All right, well, I guess that's it. You gave this episode a 7. I gave it a 7. Madness. And we'll be back next week. Sunday night, new episode of The Strain. It looks really, really, really good. So could these rumors be true or could they be a lie? Who knows? I don't know. All right, people. So if you want to check us out on iTunes, we're available. All you got to do is go on iTunes and search Talking the Strain. If you don't have that, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That's where I put all the shows. Jesus will give out his stuff in a few. Everything's on my blog, too. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Facebook is iWatchMike. Snapchat is Mike the, T-H-A, Movie Guy. And I think that's it for right now. Jesus, how can people find you?
My blog, thisfunctional.com. at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Cool. All right, people. Have a good one. We'll be back. Don't forget to tune in to some of our past shows. And feel free, wherever you're listening, to leave comments and all that good stuff. And thanks again to everybody that's been retweeting and sharing all that stuff. Shout out to the Strain Addicts out there and Good Shows out there. Strain Addicts, if you're a fan of The Strain, you should check them out because they got a cool group. And they're huge fans of The Strain. They're bigger fans than us. That's for sure. Because I like the show, but I'm not a super, super fan. Like, they know the actor's real name. I don't. I just know him as Dr. Evil. And never mind. Hey, Sue, say goodbye.
Bye.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight. Or die. The Strain.